Some survivors of the shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School have been speaking at rallies about gun violence. But 17-year-old student Amanda Edwards is channeling her grief a different way, by playing her piano. Youth Radio takes us to Edwards' home in Parkland, Florida, where she remembers her close friend and fellow music lover, Carmen Shentrup, who was killed in the Valentine's Day school shooting.
Well, I started playing when I was 3 years old. I didn't play for fun at all after what happened. I got scared a little bit of playing. I don't know why. So this is like the second time I've played since it happened. After the massacre, I've just kind of been laying low, I guess. I've also been avoiding public places a lot too, because I'm nervous and I'm a little bit shy. And I've always had the school shooter thing in the back of my mind. Ever since I was young, you know, I've always just had it. I don't know why. What if this happens? What if that happens? And one of my what ifs that I've always had in my entire mind just happened. So I guess this has confirmed my suspicions in a way. I went to the viewing for my friend, Carmen Shentrup, my close friend. I was not very good at making friends in the first place, and I first met her in freshman year when I was in orchestra. She sat in the back row. I just talked to her. She talked to me. During the year, we had 5 classes together, so she was there for like a majority of my day in school. She's probably one of my closest friends ever, I guess. On Monday, before the school shooting happened, I saw her. She kind of slowed down a little bit because she saw me, and she said, you know, hi, and I said hi. I remember saying goodbye, and that was the last time, you know, I saw her, at least alive. And that hurt a lot after I found out and saw, you know, the body. I think we had a good time, though, as friends.
Amanda Edwards is a senior at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Her story was produced by Youth Radio.